So Joe, my friend, you owe me. You owe me, and you have been dodging me. Xavier Cloud, Zave to his friends, had been looking for his friend for a long time, and he was often not a patient man. The two men were isolated in an empty Detroit warehouse under the bright yellow cone provided by a shaded light. It hung from an industrial I-beam, a rafter thick with countless coats of institutional green paint. Translucent dust particles, random bits of asbestos, and traces of animal feces floated in the dirty beam. In the distance, a summer storm birthed powerful rumbles as it drew closer.
You were supposed to find me, weren't you? And yet it was I who had to find you. I understand you don't want to give me the briefcase. I understand the reasons why you've been a ghost for 12 years. All 100 million of them. But your loyalties are divided, aren't they, Joe? They need a tune-up. That's why we're old friends, bro, and friends don't let friends screw up.
He paused for a moment, making an allowance for their shared history. There was a lot of it.
Therefore, my friend, I'm here to help you in the not screwing up part.
Without a breeze to relieve the dank conditions in the space, the two men had dissolved into their shirts. One, however, sweated more vigorously than the other. With 7 feet of what the men used to call green army tape around Joe's mouth and head, and another 2 rolls making him one, neck to ankles, with the chair he'd awakened in, Joe could hardly breathe. He had cause to sweat beyond the humidity. Cloud sat in a creaky green metal office chair turned backwards, muscular arms crossed on the back of his perch. His sleeves were rolled up above the elbows to reveal a tattoo on his thick right forearm, a death's head skull with a stiletto plunged into the right eye socket. The socket leaked a single teardrop of blood, and the red-lipped skull was Joker grinning like it had escaped from a Batman movie, the best one, with Jack Nicholson. Blackish text fading to old green in an arc under the Joker's angular chin read, "The Gutter Lilies." Joe sat immobile, one leg beginning to quiver, while Cloud regarded him. He chewed with an absent smile on the crust of a cheeseburger, mustard, no pickles, then pitched the burger fragment into the humid darkness. Unseen things scrabbled after the food and trailed high-pitched squeaks as they ran away with it, fighting viciously.
Joe, Cloud said.
He shook his head as if disappointed in a child and rubbed his hands together to dislodge the greasy crumbs of his short dinner, like you would do before going to work.
Did you know I was a computer programmer at one time?
Yeah.
After Desert Storm, after I got out of the army the first time, way before we knew each other.
He didn't pause for an answer.
True story, systems analyst. Can you believe it? Jesus, I hated that job. I enjoy the order, though, the logic of programming. Still do some development for my own amusement.
Cloud smiled. He had Pentagon investigators chasing phantom Chinamen for months that time.
But I just couldn't stomach the epic idiots I worked with.
He remembered how much wicked fun it was the day he finally quit. You jerk with the bull, and you get the horns, Dimmy. The building had been too damaged to reopen, and the company quietly folded shortly thereafter.
Good times, man. Good times. I guess I wasn't cut out to deal with civilian assholes. Army ones, sure, maybe. At least there's some commonality of purpose, some generally shared mindset. Commitment, you know? Honor. Civilians, pure ones, no military experience, they don't have any of that. They chase after wealth without any sense of compassion, crave power without accountability, demand respect without earning it. And what the fuck is gluten-free all about anyway? I believe you know these things.
As bound up as he was, Joe nodded in agreement. It was hard to do under all the green army tape.